Los Angeles Metro reroutes buses with ads for Melania movie from service to mitigate potential vandalism. By Warner Todd Houston on January 29, 2026. The Los Angeles Metro says it has moved around and rerouted some city buses carrying ads for the new film Melania. The admission comes as LA Metro has been accused of sending the buses out of service to hide them from public view ahead of the film's Friday release. Elizabeth Barocana, a member of the LA Republican Party Central Committee, took to her X account on Wednesday to express her curiosity about why buses carrying the ads for Melania appear to be systematically sent back to the Metro bus yard and were not traveling their regular routes. Barocana felt that the reason the buses had disappeared off the streets is to prevent the ads for the movie from being seen by the public. "Can you guys be less obvious?" she asked pointedly. Local Los Angeles leaders are receiving tips that LA County Metro is grounding a fleet of buses that coincidentally bear paid ads for it floats Melania Trump's movie until after Friday's release. "Can you guys be less obvious at Metro Los Angeles?" At Joel Polak at It's Link Lauren. Elizabeth Barcahana, at @he_barcahana, January 28, 2026. Barocana is not alone. Los Angeles County GOP Chair Roxanne Hogue told her followers that she was told that more than 100 buses carrying the Melania ads were grounded in bus depots and were not being put in service. "I'm hearing it's because someone doesn't want Melania, the movie, to have a good opening weekend," Hogue wrote on X. "Instead of delivering the service that the producers paid for, at Metro Los Angeles is hiding the Melania buses in each division. Whose idea was this? At Janice Hahn at Lindsay Farvath? Why take the money then not fulfill the contract? pic.twitter.com/feeksk6mister. Roxanne Hogue, at Roxanne Hogue, January 28, 2026. The Public Transportation Organization eventually replied to Barocana's post claiming that buses with Melania ads were not being pulled from service. "We're not pulling ads from the system. Our buses do return to the bus divisions around our region during the service day for various reasons: refueling, change of operators, cleaning, maintenance, etc.," the operator said. "We're not pulling ads from the system. Our buses do return to the bus divisions around our region during the service day for various reasons: refueling, change of operators, cleaning, maintenance, etc." Metro Los Angeles, at Metro Los Angeles, January 28, 2026. Still not happy with the answer, Barocana followed up with a comment asking, "Will the buses with the Melania ads on them be driving their normal routes the next 2 days?" The public transportation system replied again, this time claiming that the rescheduling of buses was also meant to mitigate potential vandalism, but otherwise tried to wave off the route changes as routine. "Buses routinely return to bus yards. We also had to move some of the buses around to divisions and/or routes to where we thought we could mitigate any potential vandalism. To be clear, we're not trying to avoid putting any bus in service because of any ads on them," the LA Metro replied. "Buses routinely return to bus yards. We also had to move some of the buses around to divisions and/or routes to where we thought we could mitigate any potential vandalism. To be clear, we're not trying to avoid putting any bus in service because of any ads on them." Metro Los Angeles, at Metro Los Angeles, January 29, 2026. Bus shelters carrying the Melania posters have seen extensive vandalism by unhinged leftists in the city. "I'm appalled by how hateful members of the left in Los Angeles have expressed their inclusivity and compassion by profanely and obscenely defacing at Metro Los Angeles bus station ads for the Melania movie. I didn't think people could be so horrible. I was wrong. pic.twitter.com/viabhent. Homan David Hemeti, MD, PhD. At Homan Hemeti, January 29, 2026. Melania, the film following the First Lady's journey in the 20 days leading up to her husband's second term as president, opens in theaters nationwide on Friday, January 30. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.